A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the controversial indigenization law.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the controversial indigenization law or Black Economic Empowerment Act.
Zimbabwe says it will shut down foreign-owned companies on April 1st if they don't comply with the law that requires them to sell about 51% of their shares to Black Zimbabweans. This announcement was made by Indigenization Minister Patrick Juwawo. The minister said, quote, comply by that date or close shop, comply by that date or face the full wrath of the law, end quote.
And of course, in 2007, the Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Bill was passed through Parliament and was signed into law by President Robert Mugabe in 2008. Mr. Mugabe, in his re-election speech in 2013, said that the law would ensure that the citizens became significant stakeholders in the country's economy. By citizens, he was referring, of course, to the majority blacks. However, indigenization policies in Zimbabwe have caused nothing short of controversy.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, so we'll have a look at
Onguka ama wadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezve mutemo wekuendesa upfumi kuvatema. Nasi gurukota rinoona nezve kuendeswa kuupfumi kuvatema vaPatrick Juwawo vaudzai vatori venhau muHarare kuti kana paine kambani ichasvika musi wa1 kubvumbi isati yaudza hurumende kuti iri kuzvifambisa sei panyaya yekuendesa zvikamu makumi mashanu nechimwe kubva muzana kuvatema vemunyika, kambani iyoyo ichange ichivharwa. Zvinova zvinhu zvinenge zvakonzera mutauro munyika womugibs.
Yebo, uyifaka kahle ke indaba lamhlanje ke Blessing Zulu kandaba likalitshona njani. Ye, so esibona ke lamhlanje ukuthi umnumzana Patrick Juwawo yena obambe isikhundla kuhulumende. Lesi sibona ke ngokwabela uZulu ama shares amakampani emazweni esingathi kona indigenization. Uthi ya, so sifikile isikhathi sokuthi April 1 ichaya kumele ukuthi amakampani emazweni sebe mane balandela umthetho welizwe. Kuti nxa kunganjalo amakampani wonke asoza kwenze lokhu azavalwa eZimbabwe. Singazi ukuthi kusela amakampani zamangaki, kodwa utona lawo angafuni ukukwenza azavalwa ncinci kusale nje kungela lutho. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani Zulu ukuthi kambe lithini ngenkulumo kahulumende leyo ukuthi bathi sokuzavalwa ke amakampani avela kwamanye amazwe. Nxa lifuna ukuthi ningene kuhlelo khona manje nasenombolo lifone kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, Kulumani Sizwe Zulu.
Of course, Gibbs, we have our first guest just for a few minutes. That is MDC spokesperson, Mr. Obet Gutu, who is also a prominent Harare lawyer. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. I hope I find you well.
We are doing great. Thanks so much. Is it still raining in Harare?
It's not. It's no, it's no longer raining, but it has been raining of late.
That's good news indeed. That's good, good news indeed. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, it seems as if the government is saying that companies that are not going to comply with indigenization regulations should shut down on April 1st. And that's Fool's Day, actually. What can you say?
But it's not a joke.
But this is not a joke. This is really serious.
Yeah, you want me to comment on that, Gibbs?
Yes, the Fool's Day part is not too serious. I mean, but it's going to coincide with the Fool's
Day. I honestly hope it's an April Fool's Day prank. Because you see, that kind of directive coming as it does on the 1st of April, it's very difficult to believe. Because, fine, they've got the regulations. And now they are saying all companies that have failed to comply with those regulations should cease operating by the 1st of next month on April Fool's Day. Mm-hmm. It's an absurdity, with due respect to the minister and also to, I'm told, it's a cabinet resolution. Sometimes I find it very difficult to believe how a whole cabinet could come up with that kind of resolution, which they know that practically it will have the effect of literally just making sure that the little that is still there to talk about of the formal economy in Zimbabwe will be just driven to a complete and utter shutdown, halt. Mm-hmm. And I would like to believe that the problem we have with some of these pronouncements, they're just meant to be populist. They are meant to, you know, play to the gallery. And when you realize that the same government is busy talking to the IMF, to the World Bank, trying to come up with measures that will enable the Bretton Woods institution to start to lend money to Zimbabwe, and you come up with this kind of resolution that flies in the face of what Patrick Chinamasa and the IMF officials had agreed upon just a few days ago. There was a team from the IMF, as you know, that was on the staff monitoring program, and there were certain conditionalities that the government agreed with the IMF team. So for them then to say within the next 10 or so days, all companies that haven't complied should shut down, I believe it is the height of an absurdity. At the very least, let's just hope this is an April Day's prank.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Gutu. Do stay on the line. We have our second guest, that is Mr. Bolisani Ncube, a Bulawayo businessman. Mr. Ncube, good evening.
Good evening to you, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much. Mr. Ncube, the news from Harare today is that Cabinet has agreed that all companies that fail to comply with the indigenization law that compels them to cede 51% of their stake to indigenous blacks will be forced to close shop. What is your take on this development?
That is madness of the ISC order. Mm-hmm. When the economy is at its worst, mm-hmm. and when the companies are struggling, mm-hmm. when every people are struggling, then you are still closing shop. What are you saying? You are throwing everybody in the street, all in the name of trying to get your friends and relatives shares in companies which they are not going to be able to run. Mm-hmm. Look, we've always criticized the indigenous law to say it should not focus on existing business. It should probably focus on new businesses which are coming in, new investment, rather than those which are already established. So if you are then closing shop of those businesses which have not complied, who benefits out of it? Mm-hmm. Who are negatively impacted? It is the generality of the people. It is the workers. It is everybody. It is the economy. How do you raise the economy of the country when you are closing shop or businesses? Surely, which government in its right senses will close a business? Businesses, mm-hmm. because it won't be closing one company. It will be closing several companies. Mm-hmm. And who benefits out of that? Who are the major losers? The major losers are the generality of the citizens. Mm-hmm. What are they trying to do? They want to then disempower the few who are empowered, who are able to earn a living for their families, so that they then become beggars. Come 2018, they then campaign by promising to give them food. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. That's, to me, that is madness of the highest order. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gutu, coming back to you, I mean, we tried to get in touch with representatives of the government or ZANU-PF MPs, and no one was available. But since they are not around, I think for a few minutes I can get angry on behalf of the government. But Mr. Gutu, looking at this a problem, what the government is saying, unfortunately, we got cut off. Maybe let me go back to Mr. Ncube. Mr. Ncube, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm
surrounded. Yes, the government is saying that there is a historical imbalance that has to be addressed here because, you know, under colonial rule, blacks were not empowered. So this is the only way the government can actually empower them by making sure that they control the means of production so that independence will not become mere flag and anthem independence.
That's an excuse. I don't think you empower somebody by dispossessing somebody. To me, that is wrong. Like I say, for those businesses which established prior to the new laws, you should find better methodology. It's not only that. You should be able to create a fund which will be able to get people to borrow that money to be able to buy shares rather than to force it. To those people who are supposed to be empowered, where do you get the resources to buy those shares? Are you then saying the investor has to share, simply give free of charge? Where has that happened in the world? Where somebody can wake up today being a shareholder of Barclays Bank without putting any cent? Is that empowerment or is robbing others? Surely, to me, that is very wrong. But what could these guys could be basically saying, right? To any new investor who is coming into the country, you have to at least have a certain percentage of shareholding being partner capable local. Am I capable? Yes, I may have a dream of being a shareholder. I may have a dream, but am I capable? Are those people who are going to get those shares capable? They're not. So there are no resources. I think the bottom line is that a government which has failed will always find an excuse and try and find methodologies of trying to entice people to believe that they can wake up overnight being a company owners and a company shareholders. That doesn't happen. You have to have the resources to be able to. If the government had resources, we'll say, okay, fine, it will then create a seed fund where those entrepreneurs will then be able to borrow so that they buy shares. And I won't see these companies actually arguing or refusing if people are bringing in capital. But you cannot demand to be a shareholder and we are bringing nothing. It has never happened. It will never happen anywhere in the world. Unless if they're simply saying they are now expropriating other people's properties, which is even more dangerous and which will make our situation even worse in terms of investment than others. We have got other financial institutions who will not be able to give us the funding which we desperately need as an economy. I'm failing to understand the logic. All what I can simply say is the country is on auto drive. There are no leaders, and those who are supposed to be leading are just clueless. They don't know where to go, where to touch. Things have just gone haywire.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about indigenization or black economic empowerment. Tine mtereri wedu kutanga, Gibbs Mkoma Blessing, sasta wangu. Magadi Mkoma Blessing.
Nilipo magadi nile.
Aiwa, tirinani. Nyaeri mdaru mainzwa. Ndeye kuende sa upfumi kwa tema. Munoti kudine zhirikuta urwane urumendezu.
Kuendesa upfumi kwa tema hakuna kushata. Asi chinonetsa ndechekuti kana tikacherechedza maitiro azvo zvinopedzisira zvakuitwa kunge hondo. Ipapo ndopanozotishamisa manje kuti hurumende iri kurevesa here kuti upfumi huende kuvanhu vatema kana kuti ivo vatungamiriri vehurumende bedzi ndo varida kunge vachi. Nekuti ndinorangarira makore apfuura takambonzwa vakasuvei vachiri gurukota rinozvaro achitaura zvenyaya yekwamarange yekuti ha pane zviri kufambira mberi zvikuratidza kuti ufumi huchaenda kuvanhu vatema hatihuirirana tozoshamidzika nhasi kuti takunzwa zvakare kuti hakuna chinenge chaitwa saka zvinoratidza kuti hapana chokwadi chinenge chichitaurwa sipane kuwandirana kusiri kubudira pachena kuvasi vezimbabwe nokuti tikacherechedza mutemo uyu nhasi uno tarisira kuti nyika yaine makore mangani yawana rusununguko from 1980 kusvika nhasi uno mutemo uyu kwanga kusiya kana zvozoitwa futi zvoitwa senge hondo saka izvozvo zvinotoshamisa saka handizi yangu zvinosvika kupi asandi une chinobuda because baitiri wazvo ndiye hondo yokuratidza kuti vacho vanenge vachiuya kuda kuzoinvesta mari yavo vanopedzisira vakutosvika kuti ah nokungaana vachazopedzisira vakutotorera nezvatakatouya nazvo chaizvo saka hakuna investa nouya munyika dzacho muchiona vasingauyi
asi pane chakaipa here nhai mukoma Blessing kuti muwanewo chouviri semunhu mutema
zvakanaka chaizvo ndofunga dzakambonzwa nyaya dzevanana zimplat kuti vakange vakambowirirana nazvo vakambosvika tikaenda kuna nashure kuti kanzwa kunzi vakamboita nazvo vakawirirana nazvo asi tikaenda ikoko hatigona kuwana kana munhu mumwe chete wechidika watingatara nhasi kuti anzi ane mashezi mukambani dzo hakuna zvakadaro saka ndo zvinge zvotishamisa manje kuti zvinenge zvichimboenda kupi mashezi acho anozopiwa ani wacho ari kutiva wechidiki wacho because vanhu vechidiki tinoona vachingotambudzika vachingodzungaira munyika bade vachinzi vanofanira vachiwana upfumi kubva kumakambani ayo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Blessing nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda Gibbs you heard there from our caller there Blessing my name Saki saying that nothing will come out of it you know they've tried it before even when the ministry was being superintended by none other than Mr. Xavier Kasukwere he says nothing came out of it and according to him it's more of the same. Nothing is going to change. And I think we have our second guest, that is lawyer Dewa Mavinga. Unfortunately, we had problems with Mr. Gutu's phone there. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great.
Great. So before coming to you, Mr. Mavinga, let me take Unkomo very fast, as I'll come fast to you as well. Baba Unkomo, how are you
doing?
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Haikafakuriraitwa
ye nhatutava lapa ke mnumzana zizwela kuti amakampani ezimbabwe asezavhalwa ncinci nxa kuti engalandeli umthetho we-indigenization urhulumente uyakhuluma lapo
ye ntemba ma ukhumbula ngomunye iminyaka ngathi mina silandela isomalia akusoze vele kusinike lutho the only policy engasebenza lapha ekhaya i-devolution of power all countries zivuye zisebenze njengokade zisebenza from ngama-1980 sizofika u-85 angaphambanisi leyo ipolisi abayifakayo ayisoze yafa yasebenza amakampani azavalwa abantu bekithi bangabe bengabayanga okwesabekayo ngoba bona babafuna yena leyo polisi akula muntu abazomkhatha oyi-one abazomnikeza imali abantu bazohlupheka ilizwe lelo litshe kube ngenye ingozi esabekayo
kodwa masukangele sibili ubona zani kula bantu abangahlala phansi bacabange okunje kumbe lapha nje abantu bazikhulumele
hhayi lokhu akuseze vele kufase ngoba ikwehliselana nje okunye okungekhoyo ongekho vele kusebenzi ngoba ipolisi leyo te sikhuluma iqiniso ayisebenzi ngayisiletheli lutho elizweni engingakutsho i-Britain iamerika zenze lizizondayo kazibuye zizoqala phansi amakhampani wonke lawo avalwayo ngoba amakhampani avalwe wona la lazovalwa futhi ngama-british ama-american ichina iyakuya loku amamolu okungalancedo elizweni ungabona ilizwe lidila lechina yilethu buyanga elizweni bese ngicela ukuphuma mbijana nsongicolela
ye phume mbijana yakunika only 50 seconds
okay hayi kulalaba ababulala abantu ngegugurawundo siyacela igugurawundo ibanzi bengakhohlwa ukuthi bathatha ne-properti zezaphu eyizaabo-magnet house labo-cattle arms azibiselwe vele konke abakwenzayo kubi ngoba abantu bafuthelene i-properti yezaphu lamazipra kayibuyiselwe abantu babulawa kwabuhlungu siyakwazi besasibhekile ngakuthatha ngifike ngikubone sengithi gebhala kulama-idea aleke phila ayamazengi babefake ezikhwameni sile-kefew akulungiswe kuhle lapho ilizwe leli benikeza mba njengabosevia kaswire abafana bakhini labana bahalagazi labojonathan moyo labodabengwa ilizwe lelo liye phambili ngaphandle kwakhona lokhu kube le komiti ekhini futhi engalagazi eyezayenza sibambane elizweni lapho kasizondani sizondayisayikhonokho abakwenzayo ezimbabwe siyathandana babona mntu ozonda umuntu kodwa khona lokhana abakwenzayo bona ngabe bayaphuma laphana kube labantu abafresh abathini siyathandana ilizwe lonke akuna mntu ozonda umuntu
50 seconds ngende
komo le arale balabantwana ngithi emathebeni sizwanane nje kube mnandi labo kabaphume vele baphambanisa igugurawundi sayibona ubuhlungu lama sikhuluma ngayo vele kufuze sifakele abantu abaklini phambili ilizwe leli
phambili hawu boni ke nkomo isivumelwano sethu ngende 50 seconds sidlulile sibonge kakhulu enkomo ungadinwa kusasa nkomo siyabonga. So that was Mr. Nkomo in South Africa. You were saying that you know Zimbabwe one day will be reduced to a nation like you know Somalia. Mm-hmm. Since there's no law and order in Zimbabwe, how can somebody just wake up in the morning and say, let's shut down foreign-owned companies? Mm-hmm. He says, this policy won't work and it won't benefit anybody. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, he says maybe Britain, USA, and other countries should intervene in some of these cases, you know, and try to revive some of the collapsed companies. Mm-hmm. So he's optimistic that if there's new blood, maybe things are going to change. Mm-hmm. But with the current blood, he says, no, these people are driving Zimbabweans to be beggars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, what is your take on this pronouncement by the Indigenization Minister, Mr. Patrick Joao, that companies that do not comply with the Indigenization Law come April 1st will be forced to close shop?
Well, it is an unfortunate, retrogressive and counterproductive position that is focusing more on internal factional fight in ZANU-PF rather than in looking at the broader interests of the people of Zimbabwe. It is a policy on indigenization that would severely be caused by financing Chinamasa and others who are in serious talks with IMF to re-engage national communities. It takes Zimbabwe several steps backwards and will undoubtedly lead to, it will be the final nail in the coffin of the comatose economy of Zimbabwe. And it's unfortunate that the political interests have been put ahead of, or individual interests by these leaders, including Joao, whose policies are not clear, are not consistent, and are not in line with the broader national interest of the restoration of the rule of law and with in line with the new constitution of 2018. That is a human rights framework that should be followed. What Joao is doing is really to destroy the economy of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Tinemwe mterere mkoma George Paboskwana. Magadi mkoma George.
Ndiribu magadi mi.
Aiwa isu tirinani. Nyayari mdaru mainzuko mkoma George. Ngati V18s.
Ah, indongola kuti ngona kuti government kana yagarisa pachigaro.
Mhm.
Wanamgabo akatanga it's like kuti kana akutonga nemadimoni. So ibi problem rikara zvakanaka ka they even go to the west side. Inyaya tinge da kuti kana kuti ito kuti ite zviri nani. Because iyo kana vachiti ma companies masho masara ndafari nekuti waramba ku follow indigenization policy. Ino benefit you ane mari vashoma. Does not make sense kune ma ordinary people. Isu ma ordinary people toto zvinoti hazviti. But iyo vashoma ane mari vari kufunga kuti vari kufadza isusu vashoma vazhinji. But because wane madhimoni havazvioni. So nyaya imwe iripo ndeyekuti iyo kana watanzi kuchiyadzi they wasted 15 billion is not accounted for. Haizikana kuti yakaende. Why not putting the energies to trace up to 15 billion yakaenda kuti? But kuti wavhare makambani mashoma. So ndopa unoyazoona kuti pfungwa dzana mugabi dzacho unodzishaivwa padzi kuti dziri papi. 15 billion disappeared. Nobody is held accountable. Wana ari kuzviitira makambanis awo kwaiwo chiri kushaya kuti iwo vanhu vacho muzimbabwe vafa makambanis awo chinyi. Because kana paine makamani akauti nelazesa tinana nenyorerwe zvese zvakakolapsa. Why should my ordinary Zimbabweans, I would have known, you know, me, Murima, Harare, Sendro, beside my dollar, dollar, and my $10, $20, more than my shareholders, the upgrade national railways of Zimbabwe. It's a company, a good name, you know, it's got out to Kikatanga, Kune Road, the Kanga proposal, the guy in the Kishung with an Ekar, Rio, another said, and but if we have to go to my commuters, Manganano, but from Kishung with a to Harare every day, and how much that company can be making on a single day.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru ngoma George.
It's like we are failing to come up with those existing companies. Nobody chete kuti dziswe injection yemari. Then they can be good companies.
Tinotenda zvikuru ngoma George nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Muchiramba muchititsigira. Thank you so much. Gibbs, you heard there from George in Botswana, our regular caller. He's saying it's not a good thing. You know, even the parastatals that the government is supposed to be running are struggling. How are they going to manage these new ones?
What's the matter today? We're going to see who Baba Ncube can get transfer masinyaneje. Baba Ncube, look what happened.
Yeah,
mask on, Baba Ncube. Come back. Sakwa na yini makampani wana lakutwa avalo. Akwa na yini kube bila kulala.
Well, angabe khona uzananzeluthi amaningi amakampani wana langa avalo. Yu amakampani la awezo kwembi wayo. For Zimplus, or Amama Ozen, or Falcon Gold, the Bobani, and you are a follower. And you are a wonky mutaka and Lugutina is into Samba with you. I got an anglicisa who would he have to say Unconom release. Nintendo, women and Robabon would Lama to the last Musai, La Passes a corner. I this is siyasibini ngespeed esikhulu kakhulu kuloko kuthiwa ngesikhiwa ifailed state. Really, after all, vele in Africa kule problem yona leyo ukuthi lingahlala lingaphansi kombuso we-dictatorship for too long liba ngama-failed state and lapho sisiya khona ngoba angimboni ngizama sekuyucabanga ukuthi amadoda aniwe umthwalo onzima onjengokubusa ilizwe angene umhlangano avumelane ukuthi azavuka evala amakhampani. I'm born and this is a walkie. We can never not eat whiskey. We see a local every tag you. I'm born to hold on the tag you. We see a bagging back. I have a way to be doing jalo. It is really economy exchanging. I'm born. Nama to the whole oxygen open. I think in Umkang, I know of men and I tell and this matter. Sessile Gulu was high, because it's chain in his nigger Manama to Dangas and Mikro over. And who won is Lutum to all haters with an Asala pants. I'm not to think I'm not to the whole mamma of Asala pants of women to Jan. Who to go for my company? I'm not to be very gaga.
Yes, I was a good yay. I was a movie. But I'm going to pull my catchan. So Mr. Mnubo was saying that he's wondering how people can sit down and come out with such a decision. Especially when they haven't taken any wise waters or something, you know. So starting a umnum zanu tube a kurangale esbapu baba tube wanjan.
Yebo mnumzan.
Ye wunjan mnumzan.
Eh lapa nyafi lavang yawuz on kuchahiltan.
Ye kubega.
Also personal ilolu chahiltan. If you sing about the Milapa in planning parties, if you sing about the Milapa sing about the Amasan, so far from the Masan, what you have for it? What you are at the Lime in Kabaya Abandu Bafunas Vadimele is Soya Pin. Baby Chalu and Vetrela, 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 so was 2022 at night, and I live in Soya Pin that is going for the thing as a squalid. So sabayekela sina sasisima amazambane these silimile wazobuya abantu bathi hayi iphambanise lapho nokulima imali okuzeni so saqhotswa
bamba konapho bamba konapho ngakachala dube bamba konapho
Mr. Ncube, Mr. Ncube, please do stay on the line, and also Mr. Mavinga will come back to you. For our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live, so go to www.voanews.com and press on live talk, and of course we will also be posting this whole discussion, this hour, 1 hour discussion on our Facebook page, the VOA Shona Ndebele and English pages. This is Blessing Zulu,
and I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.